Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 20, 1804. Day 7 of the expedition. Still at St. Charles. Here is a portion of a journal entry by Captain Meriwether Lewis as he made final preparations to join Captain Clark at St. Charles on the Missouri. It is a lengthy entry and is here heavily edited.
The morning fair and the weather pleasant. At 10 o'clock, agreeable to an appointment of the preceding day, I was joined by a group of friends, including August Shoto, who were engaged to accompany me to the village of St. Charles. After bidding an affectionate adieu to my hostess, that excellent woman, the spouse of Mr. Peter Shoto, and some other of my fair friends of St. Louis, we set forward to that village in order to join my friend, companion, and fellow laborer, Captain William Clark, who had previously arrived at that place with the party destined for the discovery of the interior of the continent of North America. Our journey was interrupted by a violent storm from the northwest, and we concluded to take shelter in a little cabin hard by until the rain should be over. However, knowing that there was little time to be lost, and determined to reach St. Charles by evening, I set forward in the rain. We arrived in St. Charles at 6:30, and found Captain Clark and the party in good spirits. Captain Lewis, May 20, 1804.
Captain Lewis wrote extensively in this entry, mostly repeating what Captain Clark told about the journey to St. Charles and the reloading of the cargo and other preparations that were made. These dual entries continued throughout the expedition in the event one set was lost. Lewis, later on, had large gaps in his entries, and Clark's are the ones that were written. Lewis's entries were more on the scientific description of flora and fauna, geological and survey calculations, and were generally quite lengthy. Clark emphasized daily activities regarding the party. Tomorrow, the party leaves St. Charles in heavy, heavy rain.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis's journal entries read by Russ Palmer. Music courtesy of Makoche Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.